Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
You really are scraping the bottom of the barrel here with this next article from the Annals of Family Medicine, published in 2013, Volume 11, pages 5 through 13. Boy, the authors on this study...
Anything can get published these days.
Absolutely anything. Just looking at something as simple as a cough. We know that coughing is the body's way of removing foreign material or mucus from the lungs, removing it from the upper airway passages. We also know that coughing is almost always a symptom. It's not a disease. And we know that people feel that their coughs last forever, and they come in and tell us, "Doc, I can't get rid of this cough. It has been here forever." Coughs come in all shapes and all sizes. There are dry coughs and productive coughs and coughs that keep you up at night and coughs that keep you from running, coughs that keep you from losing weight, etc. But until recently, until an outstanding group of researchers looked at this question, we didn't even know how long most coughs lasted. What we knew was that patients tended to overestimate the length of their cough. So we looked at an article this week from the Annals of Family Medicine, as I mentioned. I think, Mark, this is you as the first author asking the question, "Hey, Doc, how long will this cough last? And when are you going to give me some antibiotics for it?" Very important question in terms of the antibiotics as we try to reduce overuse. Mark, what did you find?
Well, I had seen in my practice and over the years, patients would come in and they say, "You know, I got a cough again. I get one every year, and the only thing that works for me is Levaquin." And I'm thinking, right? I've read the literature on antibiotics and acute bronchitis, and certainly nothing really works. And Levaquin is certainly no better, unless they get pneumonia every year, which I kind of doubt. That's bacterial. So what we did was very simple, really. We did a survey, a random digit dialing survey of Georgia residents. And asked them, we gave them a series of scenarios, or one of six scenarios, and we varied whether or not there was fever, and then we varied the type of sputum from dry to yellow to the dreaded green sputum. And we said, from the time you first start coughing with this acute bronchitis until the time you feel completely better, how long do you think that, what would you expect that to be? And we found that they were pretty consistent in thinking it was about a week to 7 or 8 days, okay? And it didn't vary a whole lot. You know, the fever made people think it might last a little longer. But overall, they thought all of these acute bronchitis scenarios last a little over a week. Then we went to the literature, and we looked at the control groups for randomized control trials that had studied patients with acute bronchitis, where we could figure out how long the people had been sick. They had asked them how long they'd been sick when they entered the trial, and then they tracked them over time until they felt better. And we found it was actually closer to 18 days. So a little over 2 weeks compared was the reality, and about a week was the expectation. So you can imagine if you have all these patients out there who assume that their acute bronchitis should be better in a week, then after 4 or 5 days, they come in and see you. And often 60% of the time in this country, we give them an antibiotic. And then 3 or 4 days later, they've taken their Z-Pak, and it's now 7 or 8 days into the cough. And by God, they're still coughing. They must need something else. And then you break down and you give them the Levaquin, and then they take that for 5 days, and by now it's 13 or 14 days and they're starting to feel better, and yup, it was the Levaquin that fixed me. Mm. So I do think this discrepancy between reality and perception is a potential driver of this antibiotic-seeking behavior. And so I think it's something we can make as part of our messages to patients, and we're thinking about ways that you can do public health messaging as well to the broader community. 2 weeks for a chest cold is my motto now. And another thing, one of my colleagues, John Hickner, did a study and showed that if you just call it a chest cold instead of acute bronchitis, people are less likely to expect antibiotics. And so what we call it and the expectations we set can be helpful for patients.
Oh, I think it's very important. I think one of our colleagues, Rick Bucata, often refers to this as the Yogi Bear Syndrome, with a reference to the fact that in all the national parks there are signs that say, don't feed the bears. The idea being that if you feed them, they keep coming back and become dependent on you for their food. Again, not to sound patronizing to patients, but it's just human nature that they make this causal inference that you're talking about between getting better and it must be the antibiotics. And then they say, well, I can't survive without antibiotics the next time I get this. Anyways, thanks. A very interesting article. It does remind our listeners, though, that even some of these simple questions, that it just takes a little bit of creativity and a little bit of work to be able to really provide something that is a nice contribution to the literature. And this is a nice article. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Appreciate it.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.